wanted to take a look at haunted hotels in America for the show. And topping many of the lists of the haunted hotels in America was a hotel that I've been at several times. The Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka Springs. It's a first-class hotel. It has great food and a nice little balcony that overlooks the beautiful Ozarks. An outdoor spectacular picture of what many people in Northwest Arkansas refer to as the Switzerland of the Ozarks. The Crescent Hotel is a luxury hotel turned school, turned cancer hospital, and turned back into a hotel. In a nutshell, that's the history from 1880 until now. A television crew once caught a full-bodied apparition with an infrared camera at the hotel. This is nothing new. Many visitors to the hotel, staff, and owners have seen many, many strange, mysterious things. Listen to Vice President and General Manager Jack Moyer.
Our most famous room is room 218. A fellow by the name of Michael, who's an Irish stonemason, he actually fell to his death and landed in what is now room 218. And he has not left. I have had multiple people tell me they went to bed at night, they woke up the next morning, and all the clothes have been thrown outside of their closet. We received a picture from a guest. We blacked out a gal for privacy in the picture, but if you look at the photograph, you can see clearly that the television is off. Yet in the upper right-hand side, flipped upside down, there's an image of a Victorian girl in a long gown. I guess the scariest stories happen in the morgue.
This is called the Corridor of Sadness.
It's probably not a common amenity having a morgue in a hotel. Dr. Norman Baker ran the hotel as a cancer hospital from 1937 to 1939. The American Medical Association and some folks in town thought that Norman Baker was a quack. He would take individuals that had passed away down into the morgue, and he would do experimental surgeries on them. There's an autopsy table there.
A lot of blood is going down that sink, folks.
And then there's basically like a walk-in cooler for a hotel or restaurant, except for it was not a walk-in cooler. And if you open that up, there's areas where the body...
Moyer says many residents of the hotel capture ghosts on their own cameras. In fact, at the front desk in the hotel, they have a ghost book. It's full of pictures of people who have checked into the hotel and have taken pictures and suddenly looked at them, and there are strange figures, ghostly apparitions everywhere. You can see it at the front desk, as I said, or if you want to, go to the hotel's website.
Gary, how folks are affected down in the morgue. We get people that are flushed. We have had people faint. We definitely have had people rush out. Something really takes over while they're in there. I remember I was in the morgue one evening. As I go turn the light out in the morgue, the light in the adjacent room comes on. At this point, the hair on the back of your neck is just straight up. So I go into that room and I turn that light out. And as I'm walking towards the back storage room, all lights go off in the morgue. And I'm in the middle of the morgue in pitch black and there's no light. Needless to say, I hit the door and I was running.
My friend and I stopped. We were the last ones. And we turned around and my friend took a picture. There was an image of a man coming out of the morgue. I mean, he was right there inside the morgue, just right there. You could see through him to what was behind him. Sent chills on all of us. And to know that when we were there and we took that picture, there was absolutely nothing there.
I believe that all of our spirits have a connection to the Crescent Hotel somehow.
All these poor people were violated in such a way that they felt they'd never leave.
For over a decade, I've seen and heard a lot of really scary stuff. It really started to get a non-believer like me into a believer that I am today.
I honestly do not know what attracts any of this, and I would be careful to try to... I wouldn't want to just go out there trying to conjure up stuff. I would not want to open up that door.
When Dr. Baker had the hotel, and most people really concede he probably was not even a real doctor, it is thought that nearly 300 residents died there. Baker, along with some of his staff and some of the patients, have reportedly been seen roaming the halls as ghosts. One patient has been seen numerous times fumbling for her keys outside room 419. Recently, a little girl was visiting the hotel with her parents, and all of a sudden she began talking to someone in the room. The mother could not see anyone, but the little girl seemed to be able to see whomever it was. The parents concluded, from the little girl's description and the conversation, that she had seen Irene Castle, a famous ballroom dancer of the 1920s who was later depicted in a movie that starred Ginger Rogers. Castle frequented the hotel in her later years, and she actually passed away in a nearby home in 1969. Irene Castle is dancing tonight. She is often thought to be one of the spectral dancers who have been heard in the ballroom. It always occurs late at night. Let's talk a little bit more about the morgue that was there. During the cancer years, Baker would do autopsies, and some of the bodies were stacked in the morgue. Some reportedly were taken and hidden on the grounds. All of it was to conceal the actual mortality rate, which was very high at the facility. Gee, in all this time, with all of my visits to the Crescent Hotel, I just thought it was a lovely old castle that was built back in the 1880s that offered first-class accommodations. Who knows, we might go back there sometime to the Crescent Hotel and maybe do some broadcasts. Maybe we can get a live interview with one of those, which shall we call them, the undead? It's an idea.